Well, greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the last day of this seven-day series that we've been doing. Today we will finish the little booklet, Christ the Most Excellent Standard. And it was preached by Brother Denny Keniston back in 2003, and it was transcribed into this booklet in 2006. I want to make sure I give credit there. Let me tell you a little bit about Brother Denny. I mentioned that a few days ago that he went to glory on the 4th of July this year. So he just passed away just less than a month ago. Well, actually a month ago today. And in the early 70s, Denny was a long-haired young man, a hippie. And I'm not sure if he was, I think he was on drugs and on smoking pot and those kind of things. I'm not positive of that, I guess. I did hear his testimony, but I forget. It's been a long time ago. But he got saved, and his life totally changed. He became a preacher. And I tell you, when he preached, the power of God was in that place. He was the most anointed preacher that I've ever heard. And God really used him in my life in many ways. Conviction would come when he would preach to my heart, but I never felt condemnation from the man. It was, there was definitely conviction. I responded many times up at the altar and just committed my life and my future and different things throughout the years, especially back in the early 90s. Well, I did visit the church that Brother Denny was a part of a number of times, especially a few times for special meetings and stuff when he was preaching and others were preaching, but I never was a member there. But I knew Brother Denny pretty well, and that was because in the mid-90s, 95, 96, somewhere in there, he was asked to come to some meetings that we were having. Well, actually, we asked him to come to Idaho. I was living in Idaho at the time, and there was somebody asked him to come to Idaho and preach on the godly home or on the home. And so he came out. He flew from Pennsylvania out to Idaho and preached a weekend of meetings. And there was a group of us that asked him if he would help us start a church. There was just a few families. And so he started coming out like every 6 weeks or so and helping us start a church. He stayed in my home several times over those couple years, and so I got to know him pretty well. And he wasn't just an ordinary man and or anything like that. He was a follower of God. He loved God. He loved Jesus. He loved to talk about him. He was a real man of God. He was very much an encouragement to me, to our church. The mission that he was a part of, he would go to Africa quite often, Ghana, West Africa. I think he took 30-some trips there to Africa during his time there. But he asked us if we would go to Ghana and be missionaries there. And so we left in 2003 and came back we left in 1997 and came back in 2003. We were there for 6 years. And so he would visit us there and encourage us and preach there. And so it was a real blessing. So I did know him fairly well. He was a very healthy man. And he was only 63 when he died. And up to a few months before his death, he would work like a 30-year-old. I mean, this guy was very strong, very healthy. Didn't get sick. And just he fasted a lot. He kept his body in good shape. But then he was diagnosed with a cancerous brain tumor, and that was only about 4 months before his death, and that is what he died of, was this brain tumor. But he said a few weeks before he died, he says, "Don't you feel sorry for me. I'm having the time of my life." And he said another statement, like, "Every good soldier needs a good battle." So that was Brother Denny. He was not afraid to die. He was a real man of God. He knew where he would go, and he just wanted to please God. So maybe that gives you a little bit more perspective of this little booklet that we're reading. And today we'll finish it. There's just a couple pages left here. So I'm going to start right here in where we ended yesterday. And this is titled, this little section is titled, A Most Excellent Will and Purpose. He says, I like this one. Hear him in verse 12. Okay, I should stop here and I should read our text. This is out of Philippians chapter 3. And he's going to be in verse 12 and going down here a few verses. But it says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. And then the last verse, I think, where he stops is, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so as you have us for an example. Okay, so he says here, I like this one. Hear him in verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after. Why? Why, Paul? If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. There is a most excellent will and purpose. God's will and purpose for my life should be my number one focus. In this little booklet, I underline that. I'm going to read it again. God's will and God's purpose for my life should be my number one focus. That's the way it was with Paul. I follow after. I want to apprehend. That word apprehend is a twofold word. It means to perceive and to possess. That's what apprehend is. I want to perceive that for which I was apprehended for. And not only do I want to perceive what I was apprehended for, I want to possess what I was apprehended for. That call is to every one of us. Every one of us has been called. Every one. Do you know what the will and purpose of God is for your life? Are you apprehending that which you were apprehended for? Or are you just kind of floating along, friend? You know you can float along. You can hitchhike for a while, going along, or just going along for the ride. Good meeting, good atmosphere, lots of excitement, good things going on. Are you one of those hitchhikers? Or are you apprehending the will and purpose of God for your own life? You'll never, ever understand and know the will and purpose of God for your life until you come into good, clear, long contact with the God of heaven who made you. A most excellent will and purpose, that's all. And that made Paul's heart beat. 30 years ago in Omaha, Nebraska, I, Brother Denny, was apprehended. No doubt about it, all my life since has been consumed with apprehending the will and purpose of God for my life. I lost my way here and there, it's true. Something just keeps calling you back into the center, back into the heat, back into the fire. Something keeps calling you. Do you know what it is? It's God. He has a most excellent reward waiting for you. Are you apprehending the will and purpose of God for your life? When you get filled with the revelation of God's will and purpose for your life, it will fill your life. You won't have time to fritter away on anything else. You just won't have time, bless God. You can fuss about the internet, and we can fuss about the computer, and we can fuss about the television. But when you get filled with the purpose of God, you'll look at those things and say, are you kidding me? I don't have time for that. That's chaff. Forget it. I'm not going to waste my time sitting in front of that thing. I'm not going to take 2 hours kicking a ball around a field and waste all my energies. I've got better things to do. I've been filled with the purpose of the living God. Go kick your balls. I've got better things to do. You say, that's kind of radical. Well, Paul was pretty radical too, wasn't he? Okay, and then the last section that we're going to read is A Most Excellent Standard, and that's the title of the book, Christ the Most Excellent Standard. Look at these verses. I get so excited about this chapter. Look at this, verse 14 and 15. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We've been looking at the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now listen what he says in verse 15. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. What minded? All these 9 points we've been looking at. And the 9 points, if you haven't listened to them all, I'm going to just go through a list here. It says the 9 points are a most excellent knowledge, a most excellent union, a most excellent righteousness, a most excellent relationship, a most excellent power, a most excellent fellowship, a most excellent death, a most excellent reward, and a most excellent will and purpose. Are you here today and you're perfect? And by the way, to be perfect means to be upright, to be clear, to be on the road to and in maturity. Are you perfect this morning? Then be thus minded. Don't let other things distract you from this. Be thus minded. This is the standard, brothers and sisters. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. There's the excellent standard. If you take that as your standard, ask God to somehow write it on the conscience of your heart. If in anything ye be otherwise minded, God will reveal it unto you. Because God wants you to be thus minded. God will reveal it to you. Then he goes on just to show you this is really his standard. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And then he finishes with this, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. Look at that. That is the most excellent standard. Paul says, this is the way I live. This is my passion, and this is what makes me tick. Follow me, and find anybody else there in the fellowship at Philippi who is thus minded. Anybody who is just like this, mark them. Use them as an example and say, I'm going to be like him. I'm going to do what he does. I want to do it the way he does it. Are you ready for that? You say, well, I'm going to have Christ, but I'm going to have fun too. You're not going to have Christ. Oh, you might be able to go to church, and you might be able to say all the right things, but remember, that's just dung. I'm going to have my fun. I'm going to get my truck. You wait until I get my truck. Yes, well, you get your truck. You just get it, friend. You're not going to have Christ. Understand what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with buying a truck. But if your heart is saying, oh, I want one of those trucks and those nice shiny wheels and I want to roll down the road in that thing, you're not going to have Christ. I promise you, just another idol. That's all. Out there polishing that thing and bowing down to it every Saturday. What does it mean for a Christian who's been a Christian for 30 years to forsake all and follow Jesus? This is what it means. I must face and deal with anything that gets in my way of living like this, and so must you. Christ, the most excellent standard. Well, that's the end of the little booklet, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. And if you would like a copy of this booklet, I'd be happy to send you one. You can leave a message on our voicemail, Fountain of Life voicemail. And you can do that by pressing 099 after it goes back to the main menu there, after I get done here. Or you can call me on my cell phone, 717-333-1786. Or you can just send me a letter in the mail, 297 Black Creek Road, East Earl, Pennsylvania, 17519. That's Steve Clark. 297 Black Creek Road, East Earl, PA 17519. I'd be happy to send you a copy of this little booklet. So God bless you. I just pray, let's pray. Father, I do pray that you would bless each one that has heard these messages, that they would see Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, as the most excellent standard, that they would have a will and purpose to follow him and to apprehend that for which they've been apprehended for, that they would see Christ in a new and living way, that they would devote their life and turn from the things that are cluttering their life. Lord, I just pray, God, that you would do a work in each one of our lives, Lord, and make us more like Jesus Christ. And I just pray and ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.